I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Pervez Musharraf had been on the verge of impeachment. His accusers say he had violated Pakistan's constitution. Well, Musharraf may yet stand trial if the Pakistan Muslim League has its way, but Musharraf will not be impeached. He resigned as president today. In a moment, we'll get reaction from, among others, Pakistan's neighbors, India and Afghanistan. First, though, we go to the BBC's Charles Haviland in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. He says assessments of Musharraf have always varied widely, both in Pakistan and around the world.
For those first couple of years of his power before September the 11th, he was regarded by some within Pakistan as a strong leader who would put an end to the squabbling and corruption of the past. But by others, he was always regarded as a military dictator. Military dictatorships can never really be praised internationally. And there was at least lip service to condemning his coup. But I think that countries like the United States soon realized that Pakistan was a valued ally which would be kept on side. So the United States always treated Musharraf as an ally, and of course he had to become so, much more so, after September the 11th, 2001. And since then, I think he has remained, perhaps at least until 2007, as a very vital ally whom President Bush always spoke very warmly about.
So Musharraf is being pulled in many different directions and has been throughout his tenure, with India, with Kashmir, obviously, with Afghanistan, and within the domestic politics of Pakistan itself. But to what extent was Musharraf seen compromised, perhaps to his undoing, by being regarded as too close to Washington because of the war on terrorism?
Well, I think you have to remember that enemies surrounded Mr. Musharraf from all sides within Pakistan, at least by the time of his resignation today. His standing with civil society here had never been good because he was seen as undemocratic. And last year, by firing lots of judges and trying to entrench his own re-election as president, he lost most of the friends he might once have had. But of course, as you imply, the greater opposition to him perhaps has been among the Islamist lobby here in Pakistan. Now, most people in this country are secular-minded and vote for secularly-minded parties overwhelmingly, as they did in February. But of course, the Islamist lobby here is vocal, if small. It has been influential in affecting the country's politics, at least since 2002. So when he did indeed turn against his erstwhile allies, the Taliban, and throw himself unequivocally in with the United States, there was huge anger among Islamists here, both from the secular point of view and from the Islamist point of view. I think people will rejoice at his departure.
Do you think that the people there, either in the higher rungs of government or the populace of Pakistan itself, will be eager to see the next president of Pakistan have less strong ties to the United States or retain the ties that Musharraf crafted?
I think it's probably likely that the next president will have similarly strong ties to the United States. It's generally being assumed that the person will come from either the Pakistan People's Party, which used to be led by Benazir Bhutto before her assassination and is now led by her widow, Asif Zardari, or from Nawaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League. It's thought that Nawaz Sharif, who is a former prime minister, might want to take a slightly more softly approach to the militants in the northwest. But these are nuances at the moment and things that we can't really predict.
For many Americans, they might be wondering if they are safer for having had this alliance between President Bush and Pervez Musharraf.
I think that the White House has felt secure in having a trusty, plain-spoken military man or ex-military man at the helm of a very strategic and very sensitive nuclear-armed country. Others would say that without democracy, you can't really have accountability and that that is what you need to strengthen security in Pakistan and indeed in this region.